Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, 7:30 here on this Monday morning. And 26 degrees, wind chill is 12. President Trump will likely have a third Supreme Court nominee confirmed by the end of the day.
Republicans overcame a filibuster attempt setting up a confirmation vote on a third Supreme Court justice nominated by President Trump this evening, something Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says his fellow Republicans should be proud about.
We made an important contribution to the future of this country.
Democrats have opposed every step, arguing Amy Coney Barrett should not be confirmed so close to an election.
There is no precedent, none, for what is going on here.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is also raising concerns with plans for Vice President Mike Pence to preside over the confirmation vote, despite members of his staff testing positive for COVID-19. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Gasoline prices continue to fall in the United States to a current average of $2.22 a gallon. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg tells us where the most and least expensive prices are right now.
The low average in this survey is Houston at $1.77 for regular, and the high is San Francisco, $3.35. Between those two, we have Seattle, $2.88, Atlanta, $2.15, Long Island, $2.13, and St. Louis at $1.91.
Prices are expected to continue to fall due to the high levels of unemployment and the fact that many will not be traveling during Thanksgiving and the rest of the holidays because of the pandemic. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has identified the woman who died from injuries sustained in what is now a homicide case.
40-year-old Amber Dawn Slanker died Friday at a Wichita hospital. Slanker's domestic partner, 42-year-old Craig Johnston, was taken into custody and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on charges of second-degree murder. Friends tell KSN News that, quote, her smile and laugh were contagious and made everyone in the room light up. A 911 call was placed around 9 a.m. Friday from a residence at 109th and Ridge Road. Slankard was found with severe injuries and transported to a local hospital. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The rate of traffic fatalities on Kansas highways surged in the first 9 months of 2020, despite a dramatic reduction in miles traveled because of temporary stay-at-home mandates and ongoing health concerns of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The number of vehicle miles traveled on Kansas highways from January through September dropped 10.2% compared to the same period of 2019. The fatality rate per 100 million miles traveled in Kansas increased during the nine-month period, escalating to 1.52 in 2020 from 1.29 in 2019. The total number of Kansas highways traffic fatalities, not just the rate, increased during the March to September months in which COVID-19 imposed the greatest impact on residents of the state. The National Safety Council's estimate based on the first 6 months of 2020 data from all 50 states indicate there was a 20% jump in the U.S. death rate, which is a key indicator of how safely drivers use the roadways.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez. Pope Francis has named 13 new cardinals including the first black American cardinal.
Pope Francis naming 13 new cardinals, among them Washington, D.C. Archbishop Wilton Gregory, who would become the first black U.S. prelate to earn the coveted red cap. The pontiff making the surprise announcement Sunday from his studio window to faithful standing below in Vatican City's St. Peter's Square. Other new cardinals include an Italian who's the longtime papal preacher at the Vatican and a churchman from Rwanda. A ceremony for the new cardinals is set for November 28th. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A variety of new records are likely to be set today, both in terms of precipitation and how cold we are for this time of year. We will see a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and some snow with a high 28. That will continue into tonight. Our low 25 and a wintry mix early Tuesday with a high 34. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, light snow, fog, 26 degrees, north wind gusting to 35 miles per hour. The wind chill is 12. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Where are you?
Good morning. I'm trying to make my way to City Hall, man. Wow, what a mess as far as traffic. But I don't know if your listeners understand.
Are we going to be able to use that, Jad?
Sounds like something went bad with the connection there. We'll reconnect and try again here in a second.
All right. Why don't you do that? And while we're waiting, can I talk to Ted Woodward? Ted, are you there with us this morning?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you're sounding good and clear, even though you're not stuck in traffic. You're kind of stuck at home.
Yeah, I'm not having to deal with the streets right now, and I think on a day like this, I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, for those just tuning in, Ted is getting back gradually with us here on the Steve and Ted Show after a 57-day absence, and it's been really interesting, Ted, because you and I worked. We've done this morning show for 22 some years, and to have you gone all this time has been really something. But we're glad that you're getting better.
Yeah, I did test positive for COVID-19, and I know you or I rarely take even two consecutive sick days, and I had to be out of commission for almost 2 months. So this is something I've never experienced, but I'm glad I'm on the road to recovery now, and it's good to be back on the air with you guys.
Yeah, I'm calculating that even with all that time off, you have about 750 sick days left.
Well,
if you need them. No.
I don't want to use them. I'd rather be at work.
All right. Stay with us, Ted. I'm going to check in with the mayor. Mayor Whipple, are you with us this morning?
Yeah, I think so.
That's better.
Now?
Oh, that's so much better. Thank you, sir. You're stuck in traffic right now, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm crawling into City Hall, taking me about, I don't know, 30 minutes to drive 15 minutes, but sure, plenty of you right now are experiencing the same thing.
I need to want to ask you about something, and I know it's you're aware of this, but Matthew Colburn has been released from the Whipple attack ad lawsuit that you filed. Part of the agreement, Colburn turned over all the relevant case material, including an audio of a meeting between State Representative Michael Capps, Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, Wichita City Council member James Clendenin, and Colburn, and the suit's ongoing, so I don't know what you can say about it. If you'd like to comment, though, you now have the opportunity to say something if you would like to, Mr. Mayor.
I mean, pretty much, Colburn, I don't think, was ever the target. He's just a young guy who I think fell in with the wrong crowd, to be honest. He was hired to do a video, and then I think they set him up to take the fall, and, you know, to protect himself, he had recorded a conversation, a strategy session with some local elected officials him and his lawyer released, I think it was Friday, after these elected officials were named on a lawsuit. They kind of went on the attack. I think attacked him, of course attacked me, and by releasing that tape, he somewhat, you know, cleared himself publicly, but he also, you know, I think cleared himself with us privately by showing us the evidence that really he wasn't the mastermind behind this.
You know, it's interesting to me, the local Republican Party has said these three guys need to get out of the party. That's pretty tough stuff.
You know, and, well, I can't even really listen to the tape the whole way through, to be honest. Like, it's really conniving. It's really it's not justified, like the level of aggression, I think, on the tape. It's not becoming of elected officials to say, you know, go on the attack, avoid the truth at all costs and go on the attack, or this is how the sausage is made. Like, this isn't. right? Like, if we want good people to put their name on the ballot and run for office, if we want people to go out and vote and partake in the system, they got to have trust in the system, and they got to know that, you know, it's an honorable profession to run for office and serve your community. And these guys, I think, kind of taint that with the inner conversation that they've had. And, you know, I'm happy that the, you know, both sides of the aisle are condemning this, because we should be holding ourselves to a higher standard. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We got an election in, what, a week and a day?
Yeah.
And one of those people are on the ballot. And then we have, you know, we'll see what happens with the other folks who are on the recording that aren't up for election on Tuesday.
Let me change up a little bit, because I'd like to, the hospitals, I'm seeing more reports than something that we've known now for several weeks. We've been talking about it with, I think, with you and also with Pete Meitzner at County. The hospitals locally are starting to get a lot of people coming in from other places, including Oklahoma here in Wichita.
Yeah. So pretty much I'm on a call today. So I probably have completely different information than what I know now on my hospital call. But, yeah, pretty much this thing's kind of closing in on us, right? Like, Wichita's not a bubble. We've done a really good job here slowing down the spread. We are seeing those numbers jump as far as percentage of folks who are testing positive. And because we have less hospitalizations, we're seeing our hospital beds get treating patients from the outskirts, not just from – you know, other counties that took really no precautions, but also from cities that are really just kind of blowing up right now, including Oklahoma City. We have some patients last I checked from Texas. We've always treated patients in western Kansas, but yeah, it's kind of closing in on us. We are seeing numbers jump because people are inside more. This is more contagious when you're inside. Also, we're seeing some folks who are kind of letting their guard down when it comes to masks and taking precautions, and that, I get it. I mean, we're all sick of this, right? Like, so hopefully we can buy us just enough more time where we can get through it and get some good medical treatments for this.
All right, we're going to let you go because I don't want you to have a wreck out there while you're negotiating.
I'm trying, man.
negotiating this thing.
Right.
Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Mondays with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Keep it here. What have we got coming up? Well, we got Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. I think he's going to talk about two local banks merging. And we'll talk again with Ted Woodward here in a few minutes. Keep it here. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.